Okay, so the new Otel Blueprints thing dropped, and I gotta say, I'm kind of relieved someone finally said, here, just do it this way.
Relieved? Or just lazy?
Hey, I resent that. But seriously, have you seen how many ways there are to configure a collector now? It's exhausting.
Right. But that's the point, though. The blog post by Dan Gomez Blanco makes this distinction between essential and accidental complexity that I think people are glossing over.
Wait, like the Fred Brooks reference?
Exactly. Essential complexity is just the reality that OTel touches everything. Browser, mobile, Kubernetes, databases. You can't simplify that away.
Sure.
But the accidental stuff?
That's us.
That's teams spinning up their own pipelines without talking to each other. And I'm skeptical a PDF blueprint fixes an org chart problem.
I mean, maybe not the org chart, but Cody, think about the team that just wants to instrument their service without becoming a distributed systems PhD. If there's a reference implementation that says, drop this config in, get traces out, that's huge for adoption. It lowers the barrier to entry significantly.
It does. But here's where I get nervous. The article talks about prescriptive, opinionated ways of deploying. History tells us people treat opinions as suggestions.
True.
We've seen this with the operator before. Great tool, but everyone tweaks it until it's unrecognizable. What makes blueprints different?
Because it's coming from the end user SIG and developer experience SIG together, it feels more grounded in actual pain points rather than theoretical perfection.
Maybe. I just worry we're trading one kind of complexity for another. Now, instead of configuring pipes, we're configuring which blueprint to ignore.
That is such a Cody take. The solution to our problems is probably just another thing to break.
I'm not wrong, though. Look at the semantic conventions part. If two teams grab different blueprints that don't align on attribute naming, you're back to square one.
Okay, fair. But isn't having a starting point better than the Wild West? At least now there's a canonical happy path to point people at.
I suppose. It definitely cuts down the how do I even start paralysis. The reference implementations could save someone 3 days of YAML hell.
3 days? Try 3 weeks. Remember when we tried to get context propagation working across those legacy services?
Oh God, don't remind me. That took hours just to figure out which sampler was dropping the spans.
See? A blueprint that says use this sampler config for this scenario would have saved us so much grief.
All right, all right. I'll concede that for greenfield projects or teams new to observability, this is a net positive.
Thank you.
But for the mature messes, the ones with 5 years of half-baked instrumentation, I don't think a blueprint magically untangles that knot.
No, but it gives them a target state to migrate toward. You can't fix everything at once, but you can say, okay, next service we onboard uses Blueprint B1.
Gradual migration. Yeah, I can get behind that. As long as we don't pretend it's a silver bullet.
Deal. No silver bullets. Just slightly less sharp tools.
I'll take it.
So, verdict? Blueprints are good, but they won't fix your team's communication issues.
Precisely. They reduce accidental complexity only if you actually follow them, which requires, wait for it, organizational discipline.
Wow, revolutionary. Anyway, I'm going to go poke at the reference implementations on the OTel GitHub and see how opinionated they really are.
Let me know if you find one that doesn't require reading 100 pages of docs first.
If I do, I'll send you a link. Chat soon.